Hey there, I just have a short episode for you today that comes from a podcast listener's question. It's a topic that affects many people: food triggers and sensitivities. If you've ever experienced digestive issues, skin problems, headaches, or other routine health problems after eating certain foods, you know how frustrating it can be to specifically identify the culprit and remove it from your diet. In this episode, we'll explore some of the most common food triggers and sensitivities and what you can do to start managing them. Hey there, and welcome to Be Well with Steph, the podcast. This is the show for you if you believe that personal wellness can be an actively pursued goal, and you're ready to tackle building healthier daily habits with a little bit of good humor, a little bit of grace, and a little bit of coffee. I'm Steph, I'm your wellness and nutrition coach and your host, and I want to make it really clear. You're not expected to be or live perfectly here. Lord knows I don't. After battling diet culture and then learning to navigate the world of wellness culture myself, I know a few things are true. One, it doesn't have to be complicated to be effective. Two, you are capable of creating a lifestyle you love. And three, you have everything you need to start doing that today inside your own beautiful self. On this show, we'll talk about nourishing yourself, moving your body, getting a good night's sleep, caring for your mental health, being in community, and maintaining day-to-day practices that make you feel good. I'm here to help empower you to create and maintain a lifestyle of wellness that gives you the strength, energy, and confidence to go after your wildest dreams. Let's start by quickly defining what we mean by food triggers and sensitivities. A food trigger is a substance that can cause an adverse reaction in the body. It can include allergic reactions such as hives or difficulty breathing, but also non-allergic reactions such as migraines or digestive issues. A food sensitivity is a little bit less of a severe response to a particular food. It might include symptoms like a little bit of bloating or gas, a mild skin irritation, something like that. That's usually not life-threatening in any way. And sometimes people don't even realize that a food sensitivity, like that sensitive reaction, is coming from the food. It could just be uncomfortableness, as opposed to a food trigger or a food allergy that's going to cause a more severe reaction. Now, this topic is super important, like the podcast listener suggested, and it's relevant to me too because of the number of years of my life that I spent fighting my own intolerance. I was lactose intolerant for years that I just denied it, just simply refused to believe that the ice cream cone I ate could possibly be causing that stomach ache, or that the pizza could possibly be causing that bloating or that stomach pain, right? I just didn't want to believe it. And then once I, you know, started to make that definite connection, I relied on lactate pills like they were my BFF. In college, they were my BFF. I would have them everywhere, in every purse, every pocket, in my car, because I wanted to make sure that I would take a lactate pill before consuming any dairy so that I wouldn't have wouldn't be triggered by it. I wouldn't have those adverse effects. And after fighting that battle for years and years, I just decided to cut dairy out of my diet completely, and all of those effects are gone, totally gone. And I've had some bonus effects that I didn't even realize were a thing. My skin has been completely clear since removing dairy from my diet. And that was something that I really struggled with. In addition to migraines, I was a very chronic migraine sufferer. And I don't know, I know that the stomach triggers and the skin irritation, I would definitely attribute to dairy. I don't know if the migraines are connected to dairy, but I do know that when I stopped consuming animal product, the severe migraines stopped. And now the only time I get them is if I have some sort of drastic change in my routine or intensely stressful situation, whereas before I would get them like a couple times a week. So this is a really relevant topic to me, and I'm hoping can help some of you out too. So some of the most common food triggers and sensitivities, the foods that trigger things the most in us, I just want to give a quick rundown of what they are, and then we'll talk a little bit more about like what to do if you suspect one of these, okay? So the first one is gluten. Gluten is the protein that is found in wheat and also in barley and rye, and it can cause digestive issues, but it could also cause fatigue or brain fog in people with celiac disease or with a non-celiac gluten sensitivity. So gluten is a big one. Dairy, like I said, many people have difficulty digesting lactose. Lactose is the sugar that is found in milk and then therefore in other dairy products, and it can lead to pain, bloating, gas, diarrhea, any of that. Soy is a common allergen. I don't know, but I would say it's super common, but it's on like the common list of allergens, and it can cause an allergic reaction for some people or disrupt hormones in people who are sensitive specifically to soy. So again, that is not the general population, but in the same way that some people are lactose intolerant or gluten sensitive, you can also be soy sensitive. In the same way that you can have you can be triggered by eggs. So some people are allergic to eggs. Others may experience digestive issues or skin problems after consuming eggs. Nuts and seeds, of course. There are lots of people who have nuts allergies that can range from mild to really severe and could include difficulty breathing, rash, bumps, cramps, vomiting. There's then a category of food that we call FODMAPs. That's a group of fermentable carbohydrates that are found in many foods, fruits, vegetables, grains, etc. There's a whole long list of FODMAPs if you want to look them up. They're usually connected to people getting an inflammatory response, specifically in the bowels and IBS and digestive issues. So there's a whole category of food there that people can be sensitive to. But you can also be sensitive to anything else. I know people in my personal life, and you may too, who have sensitivities, allergies, or triggered other triggers to shellfish, chocolate, pineapple, pumpkins, bananas, you name it. So because our bodies are so individual, our triggers can be really individual too. Let me interrupt this episode for just a minute to tell you about a brand that I love. When I'm choosing a nutritional product or a supplement, there are a few things that I look for. I look for quality. Since supplements are unregulated, meaning anyone can manufacture and sell them without having their product tested and approved, it can be tricky to know if you're actually getting a high-quality product that's going to give you the support you're looking for. You should always make sure that the company you choose can prove that their products have been third-party tested to ensure that they contain what they claim and they don't contain things like toxins or heavy metals. I also look for taste. Of course, if I'm going to take something routinely, I want it to taste good. This isn't the number one factor for me, but it's certainly helpful in making a new product or supplement into a habit. We usually build faster and more consistent habits around things that we enjoy. I also look for a company that I believe in. I'm really trying to make intentional choices around the companies that I vote for with my dollars. And to me, that means companies that are ethical, both with their employees and their manufacturing or production. Companies that use sustainable sourcing for their ingredients and that work toward environmentally friendly packaging. A company also gets a huge bonus point from me if their mission statement includes serving others. It's these reasons and more that I intentionally choose to use and promote COS. All of COS's products are thoroughly third-party certified, so they can guarantee that I'm getting exactly what they claim without any risk of toxins. And they pack in a ton of nutrients from organic plant sources. COS is totally delicious, from their number one best-tasting plant-based protein award to their other powdered supplements and gummies. I'm also proud to stand alongside COS's mission to feed the hungry around the world, called Project 10 Million Meals. Every unit of cost purchase will help provide a meal to a local family in need through the food bank nearest to you in partnership with Feeding America. And right there are their bonus points. You can try Kos products by heading to their website or the link in my show notes and using the code BeWellWithSteph for 15% off your purchase. That's BeWellWithSteph on their website for anything you want to try. Thank you also for intentionally choosing to support companies like Kos. I know you're going to love their products. Okay, back to the episode. So what can you do if you suspect that you have a food trigger or sensitivity? The first step is to keep a food diary and track what you eat and how you feel afterwards. Now, I'm not as concerned here about the quantities and measurement or anything like that, but what is the food that you eat at a certain time? And then how do you feel? And do you notice any symptoms? And what, you know, what's the timeline that those occur? This can really help you to identify patterns and to pinpoint specific foods that might be causing you problems. Next, then, we'd consider eliminating the suspected trigger food from your diet for a period of time. Typically, it's about 2 to 4 weeks that we eliminate something to see if your symptoms improve. Then we can slowly reintroduce the food and see if the symptoms return. That could really help you determine if the food is indeed a trigger for you. It's also important to work with a healthcare professional to rule out any underlying health conditions and to get personalized advice on how you can manage your symptoms. So you should talk to your doctor, request blood work and any other allergy testing, or seek out a registered dietitian. If you're looking for someone to help you with the food tracking component, with eliminating triggers, creating allergen or trigger-friendly meal plans, then a nutritionist like myself could help you too. To summarize all this, food triggers and sensitivities are a really common issue that can cause a wide range of health problems. By identifying and managing your triggers, you can improve your overall health and well-being in addition to the way that you feel. You don't have to live with those results. You don't have to live with those symptoms. If you can identify what's causing them and then make sure that you're crafting nourishing, balanced meals that don't include those foods. Remember, you can keep a food diary, you can eliminate the suspected trigger foods, and then you can work with a healthcare professional for more personalized advice. So that's all for today's episode. If you have a nutrition or a healthy habit question, I would love for you to send it my way by visiting bewellwithsteph.com/podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Be Well with Steph, the podcast. When there are a million things that you could be doing, I appreciate your choosing to hang out here. And I am proud of you for continuing to work on your own wellness journey. I invite you to head over to BeWellWithSteph.com for the details from this episode, my blog, upcoming events, and lots of other resources. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love to hear from you. I'm Be Well With Steph everywhere you like to hang out on social media, so come on over and say hi. Until next time, my friends, be well.